Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to everyone. Welcome to the FL Rules of Procedures Working Group call taking place on Monday, 17th of April 2017 at 1400 UTC. On the call today on our French channel, we have Fatimata Seyed-Dilla, Oduan Chombe, Aziz Hilali, Abdüljelil Boşar Bong. On the English channel, we have Sean Ojedeji and Barak Otiana. We are trying to reach out to Tijani Benjema on the English channel as well. We have received apologies from Heide Ulrich and Gisela Gruber. From staff, we have Sylvia Blanco and myself, Yeşim Nazlar. Our interpreters for today are Claire and Jacques. And finally, I would like to remind everyone to state their name before speaking, not only for the transcription purposes, but also for the interpretation purposes as well. So I'll now leave the floor to Aziz. Aziz, please begin. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Yeşim. Tijani speaking. I am, first of all, I would like to apologize for this late arrival. I am not late because I have a problem in my internet. I was trying to solve it. I couldn't. So now I don't have any connection. That's why I will ask you to help me with the agenda and also with the content of the pages. I sent an email with all the links to all the subjects that we will discuss today. So please try to help me. First of all,
hello,
I'd like to ask you accept the agenda. Yes, go ahead.
Sorry for interrupting, yes. Tijani. Of course, I'll be assisting you with the agenda. Please proceed.
Thank you. Thank you very much. So first point on the agenda, do you accept this agenda? Do you want to change anything? I remind you that I don't have Adobe Connect, so if you have something to say, please speak up. Hearing nothing, so I assume that you accept the agenda as it is, and we go to the next point of the agenda, which I think I don't have it in the front of me.
Aziz would like to take the floor.
Yes, Aziz, go ahead.
Well, thank you very much, Tijani. I would like to help you out and take the floor at first to remind me and you on the agenda. I know you're not in front of Adobe Connect, so I would like to remember and remind everyone that we have, first of all, the roll call, and we already did the adoption of the agenda. Is going to be done by Tijani. We're going to talk about the performance metric and the last review and adoption of the proposed performance metrics.
Yes. Thank you very
Tijani
much.
Tijani did send a mail on April 13. He sent some links regarding the recommendations that were made. We already worked on them, and we already agreed on some. Regarding the individual membership, then regarding the right to vote, the weighted vote, and the other points will be the performance of the members and what are going to be the criteria, the performance metrics that we're going to use. And we also will talk about the certification. But the first question for Tijani, do we all agree on the agenda? If we all agree on it, we should start with performance metrics. I would like to give the floor to Tijani. And Tijani, do you always you can be helped by me?
Oh, okay, thank you very much. Thank you, Aziz. So we already agreed on the agenda. Now we are at the point of the performance metrics. We worked on it a long time ago. We had two readings of the message. We had a first discussion on it. We had also exchange on email, by email on it, by on the wiki also. And now we have the final proposal. I think we agreed on it before, but I wanted only to be sure that everyone is okay with it. So you have the link. I hope you read it. Is there any objection to this proposal? Sean, yes, go ahead, please. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah. So I will see comments on the one-pound metrics. Thank you very much. We are at a good stage of the draft now. I want to suggest that we change the 3 months report requirement to 12 months. Every 6 months, all the places where we have 6 months, I think we should change it to 12 months. I would like to suggest that. Especially in regards to reports. Three reports in 6 months, I think it's too much to ask for any of us who
Sean, this is Yashin speaking. Apologies for interrupting you, but your audio is very bad and our interpreters cannot interpret at the moment. So
Sean, I didn't understand anything from what you said. So please try to have better connection to come back and speak about that. Before doing that, please be sure that this issue of performance metrics have been discussed on a call, have been discussed on the mailing list. There was a lot of updates. There was remarks and updates. And it was there was two readings for approval. So normally I don't have to come back to it, but since we have a long interruption, I wanted to start by that and to start by this. So this is something which is normally adopted. But if you have something, Sean, please, first of all, try to have better connection. And second, if you have something, please write, send an email so that it will be recorded and we will try to see if there is any chance to make. Thank you very much. So I continue. So Sean has an issue. I don't know what it is. He will tell us. Is there any other objection of this proposal, the last proposal? It is on the wiki. I sent the link to it. Hearing nothing, I assume that everyone agrees on this proposal. Waiting for the mail of Sean. I assume it is almost adopted, but I will see what Sean wanted to say. Now,
can we call Sean back?
Yes, please. Yes, I said we try to have a better connection with him, so please call him back. So the next issue will be the decertification. So I put on the wiki a small proposal. It is not a proposal, but it is an analysis more or less. And then I try to give some parameters for the certification. I hope you all read it. If someone has a point that he wants us to discuss today, please speak up about the certification, about the text on the wiki. I send the link. I don't hear anything. So I assume that this is almost, there is no objection on it. So I will let it during the period of this week of the upcoming week, so that you think about it again, and if you have something, you can put it on the wiki or send me an email. And the next time, we will come back with the updates on this text, if there is an update, and we will try to read it for the first reading for adoption.
Okay. Tijani, this is Ishim. Aziz has raised his hand.
Okay, Aziz, go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you, Tijani. I would like to, regarding decertification, it is written that a candidate, the ALSs that do not exist anymore or that are not interested by AFRALO anymore and do ask to be decertified, but we do not have criteria to start the procedure, the decertification procedure. We don't have those criteria to start it. And we had an example recently where some ALSs were considered as non-existing, and they just woke up when they received an invitation. I think we need to be very clear on that. It's not normal, and I repeat it, it's not normal that an ALS doesn't react and only reacts only when the ALS is invited to participate in an ICANN meeting. We haven't heard from some ALSs from 5, 6, or even 10 years, but they receive an invitation and they're still working and they're interested. We have criteria regarding participation, regarding the vote and participation to the working group, to the ICANN policies. I think that it's quite important, and my proposal has to be very clear, and I would say that if an ALS doesn't do that, that, and that, it's going to be decertified. This is what I wanted to say. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Aziz. Aziz, you are right. What you said about the three cases I mentioned, which is don't exist anymore, not interested in what we do, or ask for the certification, those are the cases that might happen. Those not our criteria. But after that, I wrote something, if you read it very good, saying that in the future, the criteria of performance that we worked on and that we just spoke about, they are there to serve for that, exactly, for the certification also. So we have the last status of ALS is standby, but it is not the very last status. An ALS which is in standby during a certain time, and I gave an example on the wiki, can be considered as inactive, and an ALS inactive should be decertified, yes, or decertificated. So of course there is a criteria, of course, and the criteria, the performance criteria will serve for the decertification. And we have, as I said, the last status is standby for an ALS. If an ALS is in standby for a certain time, and this time we can decide on together, I gave a proposal. I asked you to tell me if this proposal is good. So after this time, this period, if the ALS is always a standby status, it is inactive. So since it is inactive, it will not be immediately decertified. We have a procedure for decertification. We need first to contact the ALS, to contact the ALS by all the tools we have, to ask why they are so absent. And if they are not interested, it is decertification. If they don't exist anymore, it is decertification. But if they say, no, I don't participate because I don't understand anything, because the language is a problem, because something, etc. In this case, we will try to find a way to make them accept the game. And this is also with a timeline. If within a certain time they are not reactivated, not fully, but at least a little bit activated, we will consider that they have to be decertified. This is exactly what is the purpose of this point. The purpose of this point is to define what are the reasons, not the reasons, what are the metrics that we have to use to decertify an ALS. And I gave an example on the wiki. So, do you agree with this? If you don't agree, please speak up. Or please write something on the wiki. This is only to introduce the subject today. Because what we will work on for this week will be the certification. And I want you to think about it. And if you have any objection or any other idea, perhaps you have other ideas, please come and put them on the wiki or send an email. Any comments? Have I answered your question? Aziz? Do you hear Aziz?
Pinchani, Aziz just raised his hand.
He's
right
speaking.
Now.
Yes, there is still some work to do for about this part about the certification. I'd like to answer in a global way and say that we have, Tijani didn't say it, we have left that during the INR transition, so our working group didn't join, but Tijani and myself, we would like that this issue about the certification, parameters, performance, metrics should be solved before Johannesburg's meeting, because we have a lot of ILSs and we'd like during the General Assembly to have them. And we would like to finish this work before Johannesburg. There are two comments on the chat. Abdel Jalil is saying that the certification is very important for our relatives, and it is not the number of ALSs that is going to improve our work, but the quality of their participation. We need to inspire other relatives, and Baudouin says that the three problems are joined together. Performance, the certification, and quorum are three problems that have something to do together. Tijani, you have the floor.
Thank you very much. Thank you for those comments, Baudouin and Abdel Jalil. And thank you, Aziz, for summarizing that. We want this work to be finished before Johannesburg, because we want the General Assembly of Johannesburg to adopt, modify, to read, modify, if necessary, and then adopt the recommendation that we will do for AFRALO. Because AFRALO is the only body who can modify our operating principles. So that's why we want it to be before Johannesburg, and because also on Johannesburg we will have the most number of attendees in the General Assembly. We never had it before. So this is a good opportunity to make this adopted by the maximum of members of AFRALO. Any other remark about this point? So I urge you to go on the wiki and to come to make proposals so that I can compile them, and next week when we come, we will make the first reading of the recommendation we may do for AFRALO about the certification. Okay? No comment. Okay.
Tijani, this is
Yeshim. Please. Yes, please.
This is Yeshim speaking. We have a raised hand in order. Number one is Sylvia, and number two is Aziz. And I also would like to update you on Sean's current situation. He is now back on the phone bridge. Thank you.
Very good, very good. So, first of all, if Sean is, if his line is better, I will give him the floor first so that we finish with the performance. Chan, please. Chan?
Hello, can you hear me? Hello?
I think it is better, I think.
Yes,
go
ahead.
I think it
go
is better.
Ahead.
Oh, okay, yeah, thank you. So I sent a decision for the record. I sent my comments to the mail, to the list. They are just, I think one of the things I've said before is in relation to the on the performance metrics. I think the I'm suggesting that the number of months where we have 6 months or where 6 months are occurring should be updated to 12 months, so that and HLS who is required to provide two reports will not be doing so in 6 months, but minimum of 12 months. I mean, minimum of two reports in 12 months. That is more realistic. Not create too much demand on the volunteer ALS. The reason is that some of the ALSs are largely operating online, and requiring them to provide activity of two activities every 6 months. May not really be the activity. May not really be what they do. May not be what they are doing for ICANN during that period. So, if we do it for 1 year, so maybe they will be able to have, they will be able to plan those two activities within the year of their annual project or schedules. In my mail, I put in other reasons why I think it should be updated to 12 months. I wouldn't want to waste our time in saying several of those. Then that will be all for me on the performance metrics. I have other comments on the other wiki topics. When we get there, I'll raise my hand. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Sean, please. Ed, please put your remarks on the key or send an email so that we try to find a way to incorporate it. Now I am back on the Adobe Connect because my connection came back. So thank you very much for helping me. And I see that Sylvia doesn't have her hand up now. Is it right or is it my Adobe Connect which is wrong? Yashin?
Hi, Tiffany. It seems Sylvia has lowered her hand. Sylvia? Okay, she says
yes,
she lowered her hand.
Yes, this is Sylvia. Thank you, Tijani. I just wanted to alert you that we have received the email from Sean explaining his point of views regarding the performance metrics. So if you are okay with
okay,
that,
thank
I
you.
Can post those on the wiki page as well.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Sylvia. Now, Aziz, you had your hand up and you just got... Go ahead, please, if you have something to say. Aziz, go ahead.
Aziz speaking. I just wanted to explain what Sean said on an email that he sent, but I think he had
thank
the
you.
Floor and he explained it
thank
very
you,
well, so it's okay.
So... this is the second point. The last point is the another agenda, which is about the quorum. Voilà. Comme vous le savez, as you know, the quorum on the rule on our operating procedure is one third for the meeting to be valid. we must be 1/3 of the total number of the ALSs, or 7 ALSs. So at that time, I think it was reasonable to have 7, because we were very few. But now, with 52, I think it is not acceptable to accept a meeting to be valid with only 7 attendees. So this is something that we have to change. And also, but for the decision-making, for the voting, the quorum is 50, more than 50 of the total number of ALSs, not of the attendees or of the present people, no, of the total number of ALSs. I think we have to keep it. We have to stay at this level. It is important to have at least half of our ALSs approving something to be adopted. I don't know if you have any comments, if you have another point of view about that. Waiting for your comment.
Hello, this is Shem. Can you hear me?
Yes, Shem. I hear you. Go ahead.
Okay. Yes. So my question is, Jani. So when we say 50% of the ALSs, I hope this is all the ALSs are not necessarily active, inactive, or whatever status that they may have.
Shan, when we speak about ALSs, any ALS which is not decertified is an ALS. So it is the total number of accredited ALSs. Except if an ALS has been decertified, it will not be included in the quorum.
Okay, thank you.
I see Fatimata. Fatimata, please go ahead.
Fatimata speaking. Thank you very much. My question is linked to Sean's question, because I'm not satisfied about the answer you gave about the 50% of the ALSs certified. If 50% of the ALS don't participate at all, and if we try to have a quorum with the ALSs who are phantoms ALSs, I don't know how we are going to reach our goal. If we need to have 50% of our ALSs certified ALSs, but if they don't manifest themselves, how are we going to reach our goal? This is my question, my first question. My second question is about Sean's request, saying that he wants to give a year. I would like to know what are the rationale about that. Why do we have to wait a year to take a decision? Are we going to leave 1 year this ALS after our first notification? Some ALS don't react at all, as Aziz said. For 1 year or more, we don't hear anything about them. So wait for a year, okay, but I don't really understand the rationale about this proposal of Sean. Thank you. Thank you very much, Fatimata. Tijani speaking. What you said is very interesting. First, I'd like to come back to your first comment. When we speak about quorum, when we are going to implement these new rules, we will have adopted the decertification principle. So we will see the ALSs which are on standby statute and then which be in inactive statute. Then we will begin the certification process, and all the ALS who are not active will be decertified and will disappear. So if I say 50% is necessary, it is because I am conscious about the fact that sometimes we are taking important decisions for our community, and I think it is not adequate. It is not right to take this decision with just one-third of the members approving the decision and the rest not. For me, we can't accept this way of voting or taking decision. So 50% is good for taking a decision, but for that, we need to implement first the decertification system. This will go together. We will approve all the rules, and we will approve the decertification rule, the quorum rule. The quorum actually currently is of 50%. We are not deciding now the fact of taking a decision or no. We are deciding to have a status quo about a decision. No? And Shen mentioned the criteria, the metrics, the performance metrics, and as it is a document that we have, on which we have worked together during several weeks, and this document was adopted. I wanted to speak about this document because it was a long time ago, and I thought it was like a reminding of the document. Now, I will read his email, Shan's email, and we'll see the proposals. And if there are acceptable proposals for the majority of this working group, we are going to do some changes if they are necessary. If there is no consensus in the group, among the members of the group, we won't change that. So his proposal is about the number of months, and it's about the performance metrics. Abdeljalil, you are asking for the floor? Abdeljalil is speaking. Hi, good evening, everybody. I wanted to know about the quorum. If the ILSs accept the individual member of AFRALO, what will be our error possibility? And second question about the ALS's performance. Sometimes they are active, but not their primary and secondary contact. So we need to speak with their primary contact, secondary contact, and then with the ALS. The ALS needs to replace these contacts, find new members. It's a long process. That was my comment. Thank you. Thank you, Abdeljalil. About your second question, Tijani speaking. Of course, we need a contact to be able to receive a feedback from the ILSCs. We have two contacts, primary and secondary contacts. Okay. If the primary contact and the secondary contact don't answer, we have some feedback which will come from the report, because you have seen that in the performance metrics there is a report that must be done about the work made in the country. All the work done by the ALS in the country will be mentioned in this report, and this is one of the criteria, one of the performance criteria. So we are not a cut. The ALS is into its natural, in its country, and we know what they are doing in their country. But there is no other way if we don't have any contacts with this ALS. We need two contacts, and we will have this report. I forgot the name of the report, but if they do their report, we will know that they are active in their country. And if there are other members active also, we will know that, because they will work with us during the teleconferences, etc. So if we have active members in this ALS, active with ICANN, we will know it. If they work in their country, not directly with ICANN, but if they work, we will know it thanks to the report, and that will be a proof of their work and of their activity. I hope I have answered your question, Abdeljalil. Abdeljalil, you have the floor. Go ahead, Fatimata. Fatimata speaking. I'd like to give you an example. When I say, how are we going to implement that? Okay, I give you an example. Maybe we are in Durban in the General Assembly in a meeting and we need to take a decision, no? Do we have to say that the quorum will be 50% of the person which are present in the meeting or 50% of the members who are certified ALSs? That was my question. Yeah? Because we'll never be able to have 50% of the members. This is our experience. We know that. So we are going to say 50% of the members assisting to the meeting or 50% of all the ILS's members, of all the functional members. It's Tijani speaking. In Johannesburg, we will be 46 ILS's, and we will be able to take decision without any problem. 50% of all the ILS's existing, not 50% of all the ALSs assisting to the meeting. Okay. Fatimata speaking. So, 50% will be 20-something, if we have 50-something. And if we need 50% to have the quorum, we will need to be 25 assisting the meeting, or we are just speaking about the quorum to take a decision or to vote. Tijani speaking. Okay, I'm going to explain again. Now, in our rule says that for a meeting to be able to deliberate in an official and a normal way, we need to have at least one-third of the ALSs present or 7 ALSs. But this meeting can't take any decision if there is not 50% of all the ALSs, that is to say, 26, because there are 52, we don't have 26 ALSs present for the decision. This is the current situation. What I'm proposing now is that 7 for a population of 52 ALSs is too small a number. So we need to cancel that part, and we need to keep one-third for the meeting. And if we need to take a decision voting, we need to have at least 50% of all the ALSs. That is to say, 26 ALSs. And this is done also through voting. I think we are going to reach 50% of our ALSs if we implement the system of the certification, because thanks to the system of the certification, there will be a lot of ALSs which will be decertified. Did I answer your question, Fatimata? Fatimata speaking. Tijani, that means that this rule will be implemented only for the certification. Because if this is the case, we will be together during a general assembly, as in Johannesburg, because all the ILSs will be there. But does it mean that to make this decertification, we will need to wait to have the quorum of 26 ILSs also? 26 ILSs voting? Tijani speaking. Fatimata, if we are working on this issue, it is because we need to have updated rules and ready rules ready before Johannesburg, so we can work with AFRALO in Johannesburg, and so we can adopt these changes in Johannesburg. Once we will have adopted them, we will speak about the certification, we will speak about the criteria for the certification, and we will be able to begin the certification after, only after the Johannesburg meeting. And for a decision, we'll need quorum, and we will have an electronic vote.
Yeah, this is Philip talking, Johnny.
With 50% or not.
Right.
So it is an important decision on which we are going to take, on which we need to agree. Was it clear? Tijani is asking. Was it clear? Fatimata speaking. Yes, Tijani. Tijani speaking. Thank you. Fatimata, we still have time. We have a week ahead of us. If you have some ideas, please send me an email so next week we can have all these recommendations drafted and we can take into account all the opinions of the participants of the working group. I'm speaking for you and for Sean and for everybody too. Thank you. Is there any other comment? About quorum and about the certification. You have the two links. I have sent them. They were on the agenda. And you can comment on this page also. Are there any comments? It's almost time to conclude our call. If there are if nobody is asking for the floor, I'm going to thank you all. Thank you. And I'm sorry about the delay we had because of my connections problem. And I repeat that I'm waiting for your comments on the wiki page about those two issues, the certification and quorum. So next week we can have a first reading for the certification and we can discuss about the quorum issue if there are any other things that you want to add. As he's speaking, thank you very much, Tijani. Tijani speaking. If there are no other comments, thank you, everybody. Thank you to the interpreters. Thank you to the staff. And see you next week. Thank you. Fatimata saying.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Thank you all. This meeting is now adjourned. Have a lovely rest of the day. Bye-bye.